Political leaders across the nation are calling for tougher federal gun laws following the mass shooting in Newtown, Connecticut. But as Arun Venugopal reports, the loudest voice may be right here in New York City.
Mayor Bloomberg has held a lot of news conferences on guns over the years, but this one felt different. For one, the room at City Hall was packed, but there was also a charged atmosphere. The mayor has emerged as the most prominent advocate of gun control in America, and the underlying question seems to be, is this his moment?
This is just ridiculous. This is an outrage. We are killing each other, and we're the only industrialized country in the world doing it.
As he has before, the mayor went through all the statistics, how many people die from gun violence each year, and how few people are prosecuted for flouting gun laws. And he practically dared the president and Congress to strengthen gun laws, even as they're trying to avoid the fiscal cliff.
And if Congress and the president can't focus on two things at once, who on earth did we elect?
But the power of the event lay in who he surrounded himself with. The family members of gun violence victims over the years, some of whom recounted their stories in short videos. This is Lori Haas, whose daughter was injured at Virginia Tech.
I read in the paper the other day, we've had over 2,000 soldiers die in Afghanistan, and how horrible that is. And it is horrible. But in that same 8-year time span, we've had 96,000 American citizens killed by guns in this country. Something is terribly, terribly wrong.
During the news conference, one of the family members held up a black T-shirt with the image of his dead son. A couple other parents stood quietly nearby with tears rolling down their cheeks. The mayor clearly recognized that this is the biggest opening for gun control advocates in years. But even he suggested the Newtown massacre may not be enough.
If this doesn't do it, what is going to? But that doesn't mean we still shouldn't try.
Sandra Moses lost her son, Stephen, 25 years ago and said that after an initial period of making public speeches and fighting for gun control, she gave up. She said it felt pointless and sensed early on that it would take an event of great, almost unimaginable magnitude to change America's mind about gun control. She now believes the shootings at Sandy Hook Elementary rise to that level and that change is set to unfold. For WNYC, I'm Arun Venugopal.